whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.
Hello, hello, this is Tamara from Rock Antenna, and today we have a special guest here, which is Nick Wheeler from The All-American Rejects. Hello, hello.
Hello, what's going on?
Oh, it's going on so many, and at you?
It's going all right, just kind of starting my day here in Southern California. What time is it there?
It's 8 p.m. right now.
Oh, nice. Well, thanks for staying late at work.
Oh, no, everything's absolutely fine. I'm so excited to talk to you today, especially about your new album, which we are going to discuss today, which is Sandbox. Yeah, surprise. Which already came out a few weeks ago. And for sure, I listened to it and I think it's awesome again. So please tell me.
Thank you.
Please tell me, Nick. Why did it took 14 years to came out?
Is that how long it was? 14 years? Wow. No, we didn't want to force anything. So we weren't ready to do a fifth record immediately following Kids in the Street. We'd been, at it for 10 years, in the major label system, writing a record, recording a record, touring a record. And that was all of our 20s. We were tired and we didn't have anything else to say at the time. So we just had to wait till the time was right. And late 2024 was that time. And Tyson and I got together, sort of working on new songs. And, here we are a year and a half later. It's in its physical form, LP number 5.
Amazing. And what was this turning point, the moment in 2024, which you just mentioned, that you thought now it's time for a new album?
I mean, I think there were a lot of little things leading up to that. We got to play, some festivals for real fans for once in 2022, 2023. There was this whole like emo resurgence nostalgia thing going on then, and it showed us that people still cared about the music that we made, and so. In doing that, we did a headlining tour. That was our first headlining tour in 11 years. And it was our most successful of our entire career. And that was just mind-blowing. We didn't even know if anybody would come. So, obviously, we could have capitalized on it like a lot of other artists did, and just kind of deconstructed our old songs and put them together in a slightly different way. But we didn't want to do that. We did want to honor our legacy and our songs and this band that, took us this long to accept that, we're a part of this band and we love this band no matter what for the rest of our lives. And so that's where we were then. We hadn't thought about new music yet, but, through some baby steps, going into the studio together to record a cover song just to see how it felt, recording new music. We recorded the song Sandbox, which became the title track of the album about a year and a half ago, Tyson and I in my Nashville studio. And we released it just to, have a new song out there. We didn't even have plans for a full record yet. But it felt good. It was fun to play at shows. People were reacting to it. That turned into a second song, Easy Come, Easy Go. And then that just kind of snowballed. That became 3, 4, 5 songs. And by the end of last year, we were looking at a body of work, and we decided to kind of just put it all together and make it a full offering and call it a record and put it in our discography.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And you already said that they came reactions to your new music, and for sure you already played some festivals and something like that. What would you say? How was the welcome back for you into the scene?
I don't necessarily feel like we were ever part of a scene. We grew up in Oklahoma. We didn't come from a scene. Uh-huh. But I do feel welcomed back by our fans and by new fans too. I mean, thank you. The things like streaming, there are kids out there finding our band as if it's brand new, as if we haven't been around for 25 years. And that's really magical. And that's something that didn't exist when we came about. You just had radio and MTV to kind of tell you what was good and what was out there. you know, now, you know, kids can discover you on a playlist or just, you know, it doesn't have to be, you know, just their parents' music, you know what I mean? So being welcomed back by our fans and also being embraced by, you know, one, two new generations now is incredible.
Mm-hmm. As you already said, you're on a tour and doing this band thing like for 25 years now. What would you say when you look back, how has the band maybe also changed over the years? What is maybe different today?
I mean, I'd like to think we've grown up, although we've known each other since we were teenagers. You know, it's like getting together with your old college buddies. I mean, we just slip right back in to, you know, how we've always been around each other. But, you know, I do think, especially with this record with Sandbox, I think we did this again and we did this now because we wanted to. We felt it was right. We felt there was something for us to say. I think that's what we've been waiting on this whole time. So I think, you know, while we always took this seriously, our first four records, you know, we were just lucky that we just got to keep doing it. We're extremely lucky that we can still do it now. But I think where we've changed is we've gotten to choose to do it this time. And we chose to do it because we had something to say and we didn't need a major label to help us get it out to the masses. You know, we've got a great fan base that we've built over the years. And, you know, like I said, things like streaming to help mm-hmm. us get this new music out there. So, I'd like to think that we're, the same fun band, but, you know, just adults and with a little, little salt and pepper in our beards.
Really cool. So, yes, you already said maybe grown up, maybe not. And I think that's also...
It remains to be seen. Yeah.
That is, I think, also the theme on this new album. So
yeah.
Why did you think that this theme should be part of this new album?
You know, I think there's a lot of observation with this new album. Tyson is the lyricist, so I can't totally speak for him. But I do know there... as dudes in our 40s now, I mean, we've lived a lot more life. We've seen a lot more. The songs that are personal are coming from a deeper place and from a lot more experiences and a lot more observation. Songs like Sandbox, like that's like one of the like worldliest songs we've ever released, I'd say. And, a song like Green Isn't Yellow, which is just the perfect little encapsulation of the town that we come from and, you know, what our experience was there, you know, some 30 years ago, probably. Just really, really special lyrics that are, you know, I think a lot of them are where we come from and a lot of them are about, you know, the world we find ourselves living in now. You know, mm-hmm. Some of us having kids and, you know, we're us just like, you know, our maturing and our lives growing, stuff like that. And just what the fuck does it all mean, man?
That's a really good question. I think I thought this to myself every day, like, I don't know, 25 times. So your new single, King Kong, is maybe also a little bit what you just told us, because it's, I think when I'm right, a song from moving from the big city back to your home city.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell me a little bit more about your idea or the vision of the song? I know you're not the lyricist, but maybe also a little bit about your part for the song.
Sure. I mean, there's definitely parallels. I mean, Tyson and I come from the same small town in Oklahoma, and we both moved to Los Angeles around the same time. You know, we spent the first decade of our career trying to stay away from Los Angeles, California. But we both finally succumbed and moved out there around 2010, somewhere after, right after Gives You Hell came out. And, you know, while we had definitely different experiences there, we were around each other. And I know, you know, he'll talk about the crowd that he found himself in. You know, I definitely didn't really connect with a lot of people out there. Our time out there didn't last too long. But this is a King Kong is a really cool song. It's about, you know, moving to the big city and just falling in with the wrong crowd. And I think musically it's the most classic Reject song in terms of the collaboration and us passing ideas back and forth. And personally, I think each time we did that with this one, it got a little better. Like, there was a new little twist. And, you know, up through the mixing process of this song, Tyson was still throwing out vocal ideas. And, you know, we were sending new tracks to Adam, the mixer. And it was just a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to play live. It's like the big anthem feel good track on the record, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought so too. Yeah. It's a little bit vivid. So, would you say that this is maybe, because you also got a personal story to it, is this for you the most personal track on this album, or is there maybe one that you really like?
I think, like I said, Green Isn't Yellow is about specifically Tyson's experience in Stillwater, Oklahoma, but it's a very small town. Like, I've been to all the places he's talking about. I know exactly how that feeling that he's talking about there. That's personal to me as well. A song like For Mama, which is more, you know, about his family experience, but, you know, we grew up around each other. We know each other's families. I wanted to challenge myself musically with that song. I kind of lived vicariously through him creating that song with him. And those are certainly the more personal ones. I think the ones I had the most fun with personally were probably King Kong, a song like Search Party, and a song like Clothesline, which I think is kind of a different vibe for us. It's more of a, you know, kind of floaty yacht rock. Feels like you're on a boat, you know what I mean? Pedestal.
Yeah, absolutely.
That was a lot of fun. Like I said, we did this DIY in our own creative spaces. I've got a studio at my place in Nashville, and I just got to lock myself in there, and me and my engineer Herbie just kind of had fun throwing stuff at the wall and trying stuff out. And it was a really unique experience making this record. And there's a lot of personal moments and personal growth and just personal just experience with mm-hmm. with making this. And, you know, hopefully that comes through when you listen to it as well.
I think so, absolutely. Yes, in the end, let's talk about hearing this great new song's life, because you're heading back to Europe in a very few weeks, I have heard about. And I think there's one concert in Germany, just one concert, officially confirmed in Berlin.
Cool.
But now you can be honest, will there be more house party gigs in Germany?
We are doing a house party during that trip. I can't say where yet, but there will be a house party during our European tour. There's just one show in Berlin. Okay, I don't think we're playing a festival in Berlin. I think that's our own headlining show.
So, yes, it is. It is. Yeah.
Fortunately for y'all, or maybe unfortunately, I don't know. That'll be a nice long evening with set. You know, we'll be playing, you know, all the stuff you want to hear, plus a lot of stuff off the new record too, which we wouldn't get to do if it was just a short festival set or even a house party. You know, those shows aren't that long. You know, they start getting pretty rowdy. We got to call it after about 45 minutes. So, this will be a nice, comfy, lengthy set for you guys.
I would say I'm so really excited to hear it, but I'm from Munich. I'm not from Berlin. So I'm really hoping for a house party gig in Munich.
I love Munich. We spent some time there. It's been a while, but when Kids in the Street came out, we posted up in Munich for like a week. I was like, shit, I guess that was 14 years ago.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, I think it's time to come back. But I would everyone, everyone who is going to the Berlin show, have the best time. And I'm really hoping to see you soon in Munich.
Likewise, likewise.
So, thank you so much for the interview, Nick.
Yeah, thank you for your time.
Whole lot of talk. The interviews that rock. Brought to you by Rock Antenna, Germany's number one rock radio station.